Gracious and loving God, remind us of the gift of stillness. As we light the second candle of Advent, let us pray for insight, wisdom, and even the courage to prepare ourselves to receive God's holy child. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. Well now, some of us call this the most wonderful time of the year, and some of us dread it and can't wait for it to be over. What is it all about? What does it all mean? Christmas trees and Christmas lights everywhere, reindeer antlers on cars, already bad traffic getting even worse, mall parking lots overflowing, screaming, terrified babies on Santa's lap while parents try to calm them and get them to smile for a picture. My personal favorite, nonstop Christmas music on the radio, and a continuous repeating loop of Christmas movies on TV. Yes, to some, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. It can't be far away. My question this morning, though, is, are we ready for it? Oh, I don't mean are we done with our shopping and are all the gifts wrapped and are we ready for all the parties we get invited to? And how about all the stress that is so much a part of this time of year? Are we ready? I mean, really ready. What I'm wondering this morning is if we are ready for the real Christmas. Not the activities that are so much a part of Christmas, but the real season of Christmas, the real person that Christmas is all about, the Christ child. We hear a clear theme in today's gospel, preparing the way. In the third chapter of Luke, verse 4, we hear this theme extolled. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Advent's key words seem to be preparation and waiting. And I'd like to add another one for myself, readiness. I am a big fan of British comedies. And one of my favorites is a show called Are You Being Served? It takes place in Grace Brothers, a department store. One of the characters is named Captain Peacock. He's a somewhat stuffy floor walker who considers himself above all the other employees in every way imaginable. Whenever he felt that someone had committed some wrongdoing, he would line them all up and command the offender or offenders to hold yourself in readiness. That with the threat of reporting them to the higher-ups in the boardroom. Maybe we need to hold ourselves in readiness. Maybe we need to watch with a more discerning eye and spirit. Advent is about preparing to recognize Jesus, the Christ child. And maybe we need to be more mindful of where Christ might be manifested among us in our lives today so that we can recognize him. I don't necessarily think we will recognize him because maybe we won't. Especially if we're wedded to the idea that he most assuredly looks like the Jesus in those paintings on velvet. You know the ones that I'm talking about, like the ones of dogs playing poker. In this season of coming and going, frenzied buying and family gatherings, It is easy to forget that Advent is a season of the presence of God as we anticipate the birth of Jesus Christ. It is easy to forget this in the craziness that we all tend to get caught up in. Fortunately for us, we have each other. We have the Word. We have the church to keep us mindful and ready. The liturgy, the scriptures, and the customs of Advent all serve to focus our attention on the real meaning of the season. So, how can you and I prepare the way for the real Christmas? Well, for one thing, we can follow the example of John and keep our focus on Jesus. Not the latest electronic, not the latest and greatest gift, not all the parties, but on Jesus. And we can listen. Listen for the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. And prepare all paths so that hope and love may find a way. Empty out a space. Make room for the Holy One. We light a candle each week of Advent, the bright, shining, God-given light of this season gives us the opportunity to really look at one of the paradoxes of Advent. We look forward, we look back, we look forward again. But we should also look at the present, committing mindful acts, sometimes great acts, sometimes small ones. But these acts help us to be mindful of how we live in this world, in God's world. To be sure, holding ourselves in readiness can be difficult. I heard a story once about a preacher, and for whatever reason, I think he was a good old Baptist preacher, who was preaching about the second coming one Sunday. Now, he was one of those old-time preachers who believed you shouldn't have any notes. You know, you ought to be able to preach off the top of your head. He wouldn't be impressed with me. Along the way, he began to ramble because he forgot his point. So he kept repeating, "Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly." He was hoping if he kept saying it, it would jog his memory, but it didn't. He repeated it 4 or 5 or 6 times, but nothing shook it loose. He became somewhat desperate, and he thought to himself, "What am I going to do?" He decided to hit the pulpit real hard and say, "Behold, I come quickly." He was sure this would do the trick. But instead, he knocked the pulpit over and he fell onto the lap of a woman in the front row, maybe Audrey. He was horribly embarrassed and began to apologize profusely. The woman, however, wasn't the least bit upset, and she looked at him and calmly said, "Why are you apologizing? You warned me 8 times you were coming." We know the Christ child is coming. We have been told to prepare a way. Like this woman, we have all the information we need to be ready. Whether we choose to pay attention, prepare, and be ready is another matter entirely. But it is up to us. We have to hold ourselves in readiness. We have to make a way. We need to do this now. There was a fellow named William Barclay who was a noted Scottish author and professor of divinity and biblical criticism at the University of Glasgow. He once told the story of three apprentice demons who came before Satan, who sent them to earth to do their apprenticeship. The first apprentice demon said, "I will tell the people there is no God." Satan replied, "That won't work. They know better." So the second apprentice demon said, "I will tell the people there is no hell." Again, Satan replied, "That won't work. They know better." Having listened to these two exchanges, the third demon apprentice said, "I will tell the people there is no hurry. There is no hurry." And Satan said, "You will gain many souls." But there is a hurry. We must hurry to prepare a way. We can't simply wait for Jesus. This shouldn't be a time of passive inactivity. We must prepare a way and anticipate his coming with joy. In C.S. Lewis's Voyage of the Dawn Treader, a conversation between Lucy and Aslan takes place. Now, you all know me by now. I just love how sometimes movies, plays, and literature help me understand Bible passages. Aslan the lion is the Christ figure in the story. He says to Lucy, "Do not look so sad. We shall meet soon again." "Please, Aslan," said Lucy, "what do you call soon?" "I call all time soon," said Aslan, and instantly he was vanished away. Today, as we light the second Advent candle, we would do well to remember that Advent offers us the opportunity to look back upon Christ's coming in celebration, while at the same time looking forward in eager anticipation to the coming of his kingdom, perhaps soon. Advent should be a reminder to us all that God has prepared, is preparing, and will prepare ways for us to encounter the Christ child. Dear God, help us listen to the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Help us to understand that we too could be the one crying out in the wilderness, and that we too can prepare a way. Help us to know that you will come to us as you did John. Help us prepare all paths so that hope and love may find a way. Help us make room for the Holy One. Help us to be ready to empty out a space in the inn, in the stable, in our lives, and in our hearts. Yes, help us to heed the call to prepare space in our hearts and lives for Christ's birth. Help us, God, to prepare the way. Amen.